She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Okay, Mal, so the Hawkeyes now, of course, they're coming off their bye week. By the way, I hate bye weeks.
Yes.
They're just no fun.
They're not. They seem like a... It's been like a month since we saw the game.
I know. I don't even remember who's on the team.
You're right. It is ridiculous how long it seems. But anyway, on the road at Northwestern, a team that always seems to give the Hawkeyes problems.
Northwestern is a pain in my butt, personally.
Yes, they are.
They're a pain in all the Hawkeyes fans' butts because you never know what you're getting with this team.
Yeah.
You know, and I was born to Northwestern's 3-3. Much like the Cyclone game, this is going to be a tough one to predict. I was favored by one. or 1.5, I guess. But, you know, Nate Stanley is quietly having a very nice season.
Yes, uh-huh. Right.
He's thrown 15 touchdown passes. He's had 2 interceptions. Us Hawkeye fans also know that I say it every week, he's overthrown that ball. There's no improvement whatsoever.
No.
The long ball.
I know. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's funny. I feel like this has been a problem for Iowa quarterbacks for a while now. I feel like CJ did that a lot, too.
Yes. There'd be a guy running down the center of the field and we miss him by 2 yards.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. It's annoying. It's just, you know, the guy in the stands is getting a lot of souvenir balls or something, but I love him still. I still am cheering for him. And I mean, how can he not be the quarterback of the future for the Hawkeyes? He's getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a second half guy. I mean, the first half, the whole team looks like crap in the first half, and then they somehow pull it together in the second half. I don't think they can play around with Northwestern like that. But Northwestern's weakness is their secondary, but Iowa doesn't throw the ball that far.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's annoying. I think Wadley's going to have to, he's going to have to really be the focal point of the Hawkeyes' offense. I would like to see Fant involved more. The tight end part of the game seems to be successful for Stanley. I'd like to see that. Northwestern does have a running back named Justin Jackson. He's pretty solid, but and the Iowa run defense has not been overly impressive, but when they have to stand up to a team, like in a red zone situation or a 4th-and-1, they do stand up to that test. I really think that Iowa is... This Northwestern factor just... Oh, I can't even hardly predict.
I know. Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Iowa is gonna walk away with the win this week, and I think they're going to win 24-20. Over Northwestern, and my God, who knows?
Okay. All right. I know. At this game every year, always just I sit and think, oh, man. All right. So you're going with Texas Tech, get a close one over the Cyclones, and Hawkeyes in a close one over Northwestern. Your year-to-date record is 8-4.
Yes.
And if we took your Cyclone picks out of that, it'd be a lot better.
Right.
Yeah.
Those Cyclones. And, you know, I didn't want to pick against them. I think it's just more of those. When you look at it, it's one of those wake up call type games when they've been right on such a high.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Yeah,
and I'm sick of being nice to them, and I'm sick of picking them. And no, that's not why. I truly believe it.
Let it out, Mal. Let it out.
I want to let a lot out on them. But, they're having a good season. Props to those rat bastards and Ames, I guess. But you know, I just think that it's going to be a little wake-up call, but they're still
going
to keep rolling. I think they're
going to
have a good season.
All right. By the way, Kippy's, right? Is that the place in Elkhart you like to hang out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kippy's. Is that a Hawkeye or Cyclone bar, or is it divided?
Well, it's kind of a poser bar because it's supposed to be, I thought, a Hawkeye bar, but now they slapped this big Iowa State sign in the window, and I don't know if I'm going back. How can I avoid a happy little place like that that's only a few blocks from my house?
Yeah. You just got to want to give them.
Yeah. Location, location,
that's
location.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
All right. Mal the Sports Gal. Follow her on Twitter at Mal Sports Gal, or you can find her on Facebook, Mal the Sports Gal. You have a great weekend, Mal. Good to talk to you. Bye.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys.
Take care. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.